Welcome to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge along with you, reminding you the Days of 76 in Deadwood, South Dakota is coming up later this month. The 101st Days of 76 runs July 23rd through the 29th, the 19 times Pro Rodeo of the Year, with steer roping July 23rd, rodeo performances July 26th through the 29th, parades Friday afternoon and Saturday morning, and Days of 76 in Deadwood, July 23rd through the 29th. Go online for tickets and times, daysof76.com.
And Tri-State Livestock News is a reliable source for agriculture news, market results, rodeo standings, as well as cattle health, ag politics, and more. Since 1963, Tri-State Livestock News has established a strong reputation as a leading publication within the livestock industry. Tri-State Livestock News, it's what ranchers read.
Yesterday's Antiques in Spearfish decided to name their South Room, so check out the Yesterday's South 40. Same room with great craft items, antiques, and collectibles. Yesterday's Antiques, downtown Spearfish, open 10 to 5 Monday through Saturday, or by appointment. More than 25 vendors. Kim, what do you have to start things off on the good stuff today?
Well, I'm just going to start with something very, very short. 60 might be the new 40, Mike, but 9 p.m. is the new midnight.
Exactly. I have some things that will kind of go along with that. These were sent from a friend of ours, Perry Shaw, in Valentine, and hope that these will give you a laugh or two. Number one, if a bottle of poison reaches its expiration date, is it more poisonous or is it no longer poisonous? Points to ponder, I guess you might say.
Indeed.
Which letter is silent in the word scent? S-C-E-N-T. Is it the S or is it the C?
Yeah, let's try and figure that one out.
Give you an English question this morning. Do twins ever realize that one of them is unplanned?
That's...
I didn't think about that. Every time you clean something, you just make something else dirty. Yeah, think about that for a second, too.
That's true.
You dust, you make the dust mop dirty. The word swims upside down is still swims. Never thought about that. Over 100 years ago, everyone owned a horse and the rich people had cars. Today, everyone has cars and only the rich people have horses.
That's right.
There you go. If people evolved from monkeys, why are monkeys still around?
I ask myself that because when somebody starts to make that argument, I'm thinking, yeah, but were those the dumb monkeys or what?
Why is there a D in fridge but not in refrigerator? As I've grown older, I've learned that pleasing everyone is impossible, but making everyone mad is a piece of cake. I'm responsible for what I say, not for what you understand. Okay? That would simplify a lot of conversations, wouldn't it?
Indeed.
And common sense is like deodorant. The people who need it probably never use it. My tolerance for idiots is extremely low these days. I used to have some immunity built up, but obviously there's a new strain out there. And some other points to ponder. It's not my age that bothers me. It's the side effects.
Oh, hey, that's a good way to put it. I like that.
I'm not saying I'm old and worn out, but I make sure that I'm nowhere near the curb on trash day. As I watch this generation try to rewrite our history, I'm sure of one thing. It will be misspelled and have no punctuation.
Uh-oh.
As I've gotten older, people think I've become lazy. The truth is, I'm just more energy efficient.
Oh, very good. Very good.
I haven't gotten anything done today. I've been in the produce department trying to open up this stupid plastic bag. A few more of those. If you find yourself feeling useless, remember, it took 20 years, trillions of dollars, thousands of lives, and four presidents to replace the Taliban with the Taliban. Aha. Turns out that being a senior is mostly just Googling how to do stuff. I want to be 18 again and ruin my life differently. I have new ideas now.
Oh, very good.
A couple other points to ponder. I'm on two simultaneous diets. I wasn't getting enough food on one of them. I put my scale in the bathroom corner, and that's where the little liar will stay until it apologizes. My mind is like an internet browser, at least 18 open tabs, 3 of them are frozen, and I have no clue where the music is coming from. Hard to believe I once had a phone attached to a wall, and when it rang, I picked it up without knowing who was calling.
Ooh.
And now you have a few points to ponder because you've been listening to The Good Stuff.